All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, February 6th of 2025. And looking ahead here, I know golf teed off earlier this morning. So good luck to all of you in your golf contest this week. Outside of golf, we have a six-game NBA main slate tonight. And then over in the NHL streets, we have a bigger, looks like nine-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So appreciate, can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This will actually be the last show of the week. I will be out Friday to Monday, and then Office Hours will be resuming on Tuesday. So in the meantime, if you guys have questions, don't worry. Our team is around. They can answer them. So our team will be keeping eyes on the Office Hours channel. If you guys are putting questions in there, we will get back to you. All right. Good stuff there. Let's get SaberSim up, and we'll start answering some questions that rolled in here. And first question, will you be able to explain on Office Hours what would be the reason to use anything other than default? Thanks. Okay, so this question is related to late swap. A couple late swap questions here to get us started, so we'll just kind of roll one into the other. But the question here, and it's easier to just bring this up on screen from our late swap tutorial. I've been using this more and more since, you know, but when we do this show, there's no late swap in progress, so it makes it a little challenging. But what we're talking about here, hold on, is this late swap pop-up, right? So when the slate starts, you're going to see this green late swap icon. If you're not seeing it, just click the refresh projections icon. That will let SaberSim know to update what time it is, and then the late swap will become active. And then the question is like, hey, when should we use anything other than default? I actually really think about this a little bit different. I think that if you are making any adjustments, filters, rules, unchecking players, player pool curation, min-max exposures, projection adjustments, right? Anything you're doing, if you use default, it's just like opening up a new build. None of it is going to be there, okay? But if you change this and click this drop down, right, and check one of the other options here, which I think we can see at a little further point, maybe not. But okay, right here, we can see it, right? So you click this drop down, and then you have the option of default or build one, right? This is effectively cloning your build, okay? So if we go to a build, and then, you know, I make like a bunch of projection adjustments, whatever, right? So I make four projection adjustments. Say I want to carry them over, right? What I could do is I could right-click on the build, and then I can click clone. This will take any adjustments I've made and carry them into the new build. This is what clicking the drop-down and selecting your build one does. It's just changing it. It's just changing from pre-slate build. Dang, I'm like frozen. All right. I think we're back. We pretty hard right there. Harder than normal. Can you guys hear me? I think we're back. I glitched super hard here. We're having some storms in LA area here this week. So a little more rain than usual, which is, you know, I think I saw something that was like, it hadn't rained in like 9 months or something. And some storms are rolling in. So maybe it's weather related. Apologies about that, but I think we're back here. Anyways, getting back to this. So what we did, right, is we went into build one and we cloned it into build two. That is what clicking the dropdown and selecting your build does. It just takes it from a pre-build to a late swap build. And the difference between a pre-build and a late swap build is that if players' games have locked, they get grayed out, right? That way they can't go in to any new lineups. Using the default, just, you know, if I had these adjustments, it's just the same as clicking the plus icon and opening a brand new build. And then these adjustments are going to go away, right? It's going to go back to the default projections. I actually recommend always switching it unless there's news. And some people have been like, hey, you know, well, why doesn't it just default to the build I was using? Well, you know, there are times where you can be so restrictive that you stop yourself from getting players that are out of your lineups. So we don't want that to happen. Basically, what we want to do is we want to give you the least restrictive option first to help you get out players out of your lineup and then allow you to change it if you see fit, right? But in general, I think it's fine to change it regularly. It's okay to go in and select, go to your settings and then switch it from default to build one. Because what if you have rules? What if you have, you know, salary adjustments, projection adjustments, right? You probably want to maintain those. So I recommend switching it unless there's a reason not to, unless you're having trouble getting players out of your lineups, unless the, you know, a bunch of players in the late game get scratched and huge value opens up, right? So in general, I would switch it unless there is some reason not to. All right. Another late swap question. When late swapping, I've been pretty hands-off. Do you recommend adding filters or min uniques when swapping? I would say that you don't need to do anything different in your late swap that you're not doing in your pre-build, right? So if you are using filters in your pre-build, I think it's fine to use those in late swap. One I would be really careful with, however, is I would not use an ROI greater than zero filter. Just because, you know, there is going to be like a large portion of your lineups that as the slate goes on, they're not going to be positive ROI. And basically what you want is you want the least negative ROI option. So I would not use ROI greater than zero filter in late swap. But if you're using other filters and you want to maintain those, you're using a projection filter, a geo mean filter, you know, ownership filter or something like that, right? I think it's okay to continue to use those. Second thing is that if you're using min uniques in the pre-build, I would continue to use them in the post-build, right? But if you're just a one min unique player and you don't care and you want to just, you know, leave it at one, then it's okay to leave it as well, right? So the answer for me is if you're doing it in the pre-build, it's okay to do it in the post-build, and I would just continue to use it if it's part of your process, right? So I don't think your, you know, late swap process should be that much different from your pre-slate process, right? It's just a little bit different parameters with players getting locked in and stuff like that. All right, next question. When making the mandatory two adjustments required by DraftKings, I just uncheck an out player. I was always worried if I adjusted a player's projection, if news came in and that projection changed, it would be locked in because I said it. I want all projections to be able to change with news. Plus, it's quicker to just uncheck. Yeah, I mean, that Alice activates, right? So unchecking is equal to setting max exposures to zero, which is why that counts as a change. One sec. Sorry about that. All right. So yeah, unchecking is the same as changing max exposures to zero, and that works too. So you can change ownership projections. I'm like pretty sure, right? Ownership, change two of those. That works. So there's a couple different things. I usually just change, you know, probably one of the easiest ways to do this is like a player in like the first game of the slate, just come in, you know, change it by 0.01. And I would just do like 40.7, 35.31. And then that works too, right? So there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. One of those should work. All right. Next question. In showdowns, do you still use rank over unique rank? Would you not want as many shots as possible on these slates? So this is honestly totally personal. You know, it's up to you what you want to use. If you want to have as many shots as possible of finding the winning lineup, then yeah, you know, use unique rank. If you're somebody who's like, hey, you know, only one lineup is going to be optimal. And if I find that lineup and, you know, I have the, and I use rank, maybe that lineup will end up in more than one contest and I'll end up winning more than one contest, right? Both of those are fine ways to think about it. And I don't think that you need to sweat over like which one is better than the other. You just got to figure out like which one vibes with you the most, right? Which one makes the most sense to you? Which one matches your risk tolerance? You know, if you want to have as many shots on goal, like, cool, you know, I understand. If you want to, you know, take lineups and play them in more than one contest, like, okay, you know, that's all right too. So I don't think there's a right answer here. It's whatever makes the most sense to you. All right. Good stuff so far. Going to check in on Office Hours channel, see if we have anything else rolling in. And we don't. Cool. So last show of the week, definitely want to do a Super Bowl demo. So let's go over to Sunday. And we're going to do a fresh build here. So I think we've done one already, but we're going to do another one. All right. Building lineups for the Super Bowl. Going to be super fun. So going to make my two minor adjustments to projections, right? Like we talked about. I'm going to do 500 lineups. I like to lower minimum salary here. And then I'm just going to put a filter on to not show me players who aren't projected. So projection greater than zero. And then what I like to do, right, is I like to standardize the lowest owned players. Talk about this. And it's mostly because we're going to be using a geomean formula. And ownerships of zero mess up the formula. So I'm going to change all these. And it looks like there's one player down here, some ownership. Cool. So all my captains, 1%. I just do 1% for captains, 2% for flex. It's really not that scientific. But yeah, so set those up. So I'm all ready to build my lineups, right? Just come in, click build. In the meantime, I can go upload my file. I can create some manual contest sims. Looks like we already have a couple manual ones. So we'll roll with those. All right. Let's let these lineups build. Move some columns around. Oh, this looks fine. All right, so just waiting on the build here. And we're going to try kicking it off again. Because running a little slow. Try a hard refresh here, see if that helps it move along. All right, try it. You know what? Sometimes when this doesn't work, what I would just do is just clone the build. Sometimes I can get like a bad word. And then try kicking off. You know what? Let's get rid of these. It says lineup's built, so that's good. All right, cool. So our build did finish here, so I'm going to kick off this contest sim. Sort by exposure. And I'm waiting for the contest sim to finish. Just finished, cool. Go switch to the contest sim if you have an entries file. Target ROI is cool. Not switch to a manual one. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to switch. I'm going to set up my aggregate metrics, projected score, ROI. It's going to mess me up. The name of this is too long. All right. So I got my exposures, got my aggregate metrics sorting correctly here. So far, so good. So what I would do is I would go set up a custom metric, ROI greater than zero. That looks good. I can see how many lineups went in the trash. So 342 in the trash leaves me with 150. That seems good. And then I would turn that off. And then I would turn on a geomean filter here. So first thing you got to do, right? Set up geomean custom metric for pro and ultimate users. If you're on starter, then I would use this as a rule, right? Set up an aggregate rule. And say my own geometric mean no more than X. And if you need to know how to figure that out, I'll show you. But what I like to do here is I don't even do the formula. I just set this up to where I get about 10 to 20% of my lineups in the trash. So here, 88 lineups is right under 20%. That's cool. You could be super specific with it and use the exact entries in your contest if you want to. And if you want to, or if you want to learn more about geometric mean, you have no idea what we're talking about, check out this video from our support library. I'll drop it here in the YouTube chat. But this will show you how to use a contest-specific approach rather than a blanket approach, which I'm using right now. So anyways, geomean filter, ROI, turn those both on. Leaves me with 101 lineups in my pool. I need 20. Cool. So now what I want to do, right, is kind of start analyzing this. And first thing I want to do, check out my leverages, you know, how leveraged am I on any one player compared to the field? Pretty flat in the captain, I'd say. Stand against Patrick Mahomes in the flex, but he is also... Oh, we're taking a stand against him in the captain. So don't really like Mahomes here, which is okay with me. And that's like our one big stand, right? Like, hey, we're going to be under on Mahomes. You know, it's okay to take stands, and that's like our big one here. We're also a little high on Hurts and A.J. Brown, so it seems like we're liking the Philly offense a little bit more, which I'm totally fine with, right? So all in all, you can make adjustments at this point, start tinkering, personalize the lineups, minimax exposures, min uniques if you want, right? Make the lineups your own, or you could roll with what SaberSim has. It always is going to come down to do you like what you see, right? So you always want to make sure you're submitting a set of lineups that you're happy with, and that you're, you know, ready to root for. So that'd be my advice for the Super Bowl here. But other than that, not seeing any questions rolling in here. Appreciate you guys tuning in and bearing with me through the rain here, messing up the show a little bit. But I will be back next week. If you guys need questions answered, post them in office hours, and I'll make sure our team is keeping an eye on them. But until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.